Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Hey, yo, Marcus, roll that paper. Roll that paper, bitch. Yo, who the fuck you think you fucking with? My dog got a band-aid on his neck. I'm fucked up, yo, I got no nanji. Nice when he needs how to get a yangji. Master to me and I get the anji. Next I see the speed and get the anji. 9% go the wadi sanji. Kai say what I get to suck a Nike. Kai say I'm in the room and do my own thing. Might get a jack some money dancing. All the shorty wanna do a money dancing. Also, for more, it's a mono, you only hunting. Every day, that I don't know, thank you. I'll see the time that I can be done. I'll put me home, give me nanny nanny G. Imagine go, nanny 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 G. Move home, I'm saying, can I get to it, please? Can I get a cigarette? I only want to say, I fucked up, you're not gonna nandy. Too high, no, that I eat candy. Too bad, bitch, you're not gonna sump. Too high, no, that I eat candy. She be at the scene, you could have bungy. Too high, no, that I eat candy. Too high, no, that I eat candy. Too high, no, that I eat candy. Yeah, I'm fucked up, you're not gonna nandy. Too high, no, that I eat candy. Too bad, bitch, you're not gonna sump. Too high, no, that I eat candy. She be at the scene, you could have bungy. Too high, no, that I eat candy. Too high, no, that I eat candy. Too high, no, that I eat candy. Homie don't work and he want my shine. Tokyo medals on my neck on mine. Never gotta ask who's next on mine. I've been on a path to the best all time. Somebody like me you probably never gon' find. Shorty see me at the funny mind, she was looking fine. Every time she hit a jiggle, she be thinking of my rhymes. Yeah, that homie know I love him, but I gotta see the grind. I be shoving while they putting on the pieces of the pie. The way you know the king getting dodo. Kiss us, see the popo. So con mi chica iro ara junto. Con vini ma cara na ma hoso. Con yaba to yaba ina Tokyo. Kore ichiban daiji na joho. I fucked up, you're not gonna nandy. Too high, no, that I eat candy. Too bad, bitch, you're not gonna sump. Too high, no, that I eat candy. She be at the Shinjuku Roppongi. Too high, no, that I eat candy. Too high, no, that I eat candy. Too high, no, that I eat candy. Yeah, I fucked up, you're not gonna nandy. Too high, no, that I eat candy. Too bad, bitch, you're not gonna sump. Too high, no, that I eat candy. She be at the Shinjuku Roppongi.
Hey, what's up? This is Kerry D. Singleton, and I stay tuned into the Grand Rising Show with host Curtis Sant, brought to you by Behind the Scene Radio every morning, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and of course, 8 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. Check in at 516-595-8305. Tap in and listen to the hottest artists in the universe.
On the rocks without the liquor, I seen them same cats on the block sellers' wishes. My nigga own smoke but exhale something vicious. And I've been blessed by the best, call it gifted. My nigga own stress cause the view is optimistic. And your boy stretch before these bars get lifted. Treat my flow like your neck and don't never get it twisted. Get with it if I fit it, you can bet, boy I lift it. Blow kisses to the missus and hit it up to the mistress. You can hear it in the mixes, this nigga is on the mission. And I'm dishing out whippets to any nigga caught flipping. And ain't no time for lollygagging. Look homie, I'm Harley bragging. Got the city on my back, so my slacks are probably sagging. With the world on my shoulders, my feet are probably dragging. But not the fire breathing. No second guessing, take direction from my higher being. I'm just reflecting on my blessings, that's what I believe in. You hit the tiger squeezing, that's just my driver forever on the grind. Living my life in a thug in the chords, reaching the heights like I never before. Giving my all while I'm praising the Lord, paying the price I can never afford. He did and we is the best out the Midwest. You ain't gotta know my name, you can call the kid blessed. Took notes on the game and prove what I did best. And I'm fresh to death and I ain't even lived yet. Fresh to death and I ain't even lived yet. Fresh to death and I ain't even lived yet. Fresh to death and I ain't even lived yet. Lived yet. Lived yet. Fresh to death and I ain't even lived yet. Fresh to death and I ain't even lived yet. Fresh to death and I ain't even lived yet. Lived yet. Lived yet. I take a minute and I spit it like mucus. I got the sound like acoustics when I do this. I come on so ruthless, using my music as a form of expression, influence, control the crowd. With the microphone I grip and abuse it, using my mind as a tool, and it's never been useless. Allow me to elaborate and get off like I just ejaculated. Tag team in this bitch with KC, now it's a collaboration. Ain't it fast?
fascinating. They thought I was exaggerating until I stopped procrastinating. Then the flow becomes aggravating. I feel their aggravation. I'm navigating words at will. It all seems surreal like reality TV. I must see. Flow funky like a musty. Trust is disgusting. You don't even want to nudge me, kid. My rap's bumptious, so everything I do is big. I'm hard-headed. Y'all can't tell a nigga shit. They ask me how I got this nice. I'm only 26. Easy got a dictionary and I read up on shit. Now I put words together like a collage. And watch these weak MCs disappear like a mirage. All these artists, y'all knowledge, I don't even oblige. Shit, it ain't hard to tell. Niggas in camouflage. Claim they be kicking the truth while they be selling y'all lies. Pass it off like it's real. Devils up in disguise. And y'all call that shit swag. Well, then I gotta be fly. I said I'm fresh to death and I ain't even lived yet. Fresh to death and I ain't even lived yet. Fresh to death and I ain't even lived yet. Lived yet. Lived yet. Fresh to death and I ain't even lived yet. Fresh to death and I ain't even lived yet. Fresh to death and I ain't even lived yet. It lived yet. Lived yet.
Hi, this is Max Groove, smooth jazz recording artist, producer, and DJ. I like to stay tuned into the hottest internet radio station in the universe, Behind the Scenes, with hosts Curtis and Niecy Lee, every Sunday night and every other Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. 516-595-8305. Again, I'm Max Groove, inviting you to join me on my radio show, Jazzin' to the Max, on Global Sensations Radio Network, GSRN, the place where your music lives.
Boy, DJ Casper Mix, Music's Most Wanted, Volume 2, Coast to Coast Mixtape. Shout out to up-and-coming hot producer, Curtis E.N.T. Bugs Bazaar, Freddie B., what's good? Dope-ass music, Kansas City, Missouri, Philly, Bay Area, holla at me.
I've been drinking and swerving, ties rubbing curves, and this chick sucking me off, almost got me busting early. I used to smoke dro, I dabbled with some pills. That white horn had a nigga high up on a hill. I did it for a thrill while I'm riding through the streets. Now I get that emotion as I'm writing to a beat. Could it be I'm climbing at age? We call it grown man scrutinizing every line on the page. So I can stroll, swerving, ties rubbing curves. And this chick sucking me off, almost got me busting early. I used to smoke dro, I dabbled with some pills. That white horn had a nigga high up on a hill. Drinking and swerving, ties rubbing curves, and this chick sucking me off, almost got me bustin' early. I used to smoke dro, I've dabbled with some pills. That white horn had a nigga high up on a hill. I did it for a thrill while I'm riding through the streets. Now I get that emotion as I'm writing to a beat. Could it be I'm climbing that age? We call it grown man scrutinizing every line on the page. So I can strong hand the mic when I'm spitting. Still grabbing on this bottle, slowly sipping. This part of me will never die. It helped me get through this living. My grandma told me give them all hell. Then she faded in the dark, buy in, but never sell out. Yeah, that's the phrase in which I live with. I've been to that land with mortal man and too afraid to visit. Been deserted in the sands, abandoned and left for dead. But my mental navigation system led me to the throne instead. I'm faded, two on, one with the pavement through gone. My mind is starting to wonder, but the calling of that bass line keep me from going under. I'm faded, two on, one with the pavement through gone. I'm not recalling which way up is, but that Remy and that Henny trying to show me what the fuck with I'm on.
I'm faded, I'm on. I'm faded, I'm on. This Henny and this Remy got me, Henny and this Remy got me. Faded, I'm on, on, I'm faded, I'm on. Henny in this Remy got me, Henny in this Remy got me.
Life is just a crutch, allocated for the bitch, purgatory for the wretch. I'm always having questions, got you advocating love, so many say I'm not worthy. Basically, say I'm worthless, I refuse to lose talents in my heart. They say I'm heartless, losing people in the process, moving on my will to win. They simply cannot die, just leaking hate like an ingress. I refuse to reach, got a progress. Listen, dope ass who's on the reader's side. Just God, help me change those things I can. I am only a man, as I run and accept those things that I can. Running from my past, got me gasping, cause my chest got me panting. Thoughts of success in my head, activist, steady dancing. Lord, help me find the answers and find myself scratching. Whistle everlasting, door everlasting. Against these stars, my eyes are deep. My ship is steady crashing, got my teeth in these seats. Will it be the right one when a nigga starts to blast?
Two on, one with the pavement through gone. My mind is starting to wonder, but the calling of that baseline keep me from going under. I'm faded. Two on, one with the pavement through gone. I'm not recalling which way up is, but that Remy and that Henny trying to show me what the fuck with I'm on.
I'm faded. I'm on. On. I'm faded. I'm on, this Henny in this Remy got me, Henny in this Remy got me. Faded, I'm on, on. I'm faded, I'm on, this Henny in this Remy got me, Henny in this Remy.
Good morning, welcome to the Grand Rising Show. It's Niecy the Queen Lee. Today we have artist, entrepreneur, self-defense instructor and boxer, TKO. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Being blessed on the Grand Rising Show.
Okay, exactly. Which one would you say you're more? It's like the front line, the entrepreneur, the boxer, the artist, or the self-defense instructor?
Being an artist is my basic entrepreneur, you know what I'm saying? I basically say that. Artist comes real second close to that, you know what I'm saying? So it all depends on what's feeding me at the moment, you know, it makes sense.
Okay. And how did you get into boxing?
I got into boxing out of Florida, Florida Academy, out down there in Orlando, Florida. Started boxing, trying to make it for the U.S. Olympics, U.S. 18. And from there, you know what I'm saying, came up here to Georgia, started doing what I do with a dude by the name of Hurricane Williams. Started training with him and sparring all his people, kids all the way up to pro, all Army. Golden Gloves, whatever they may be, I was assisting them with, you know, advancing their skills on what they do. So that's how I started doing what I do.
Okay, and is the self-defense instructor, is that part of the entrepreneur?
Definitely it is. It's a business of my own up underneath Diamond Quad Entertainment, and it's called Self-Defense Boxing. And it's basically a muscle memory thing that you can utilize to either stay in shape or to help defend yourself or your family.
Okay, and exactly how did you get into the music?
I got into the music because of a cousin of mine. He's passed now. May he rest in peace. His name Clive Buxton. They call him Money Flow. I had a story I had to tell one day, and I tried to get him to rap it. And he was like, no, sir, you got the same blood in your, going through your veins like mine. You able to do everything I do because we got gospel music, family members singing, grandmother, director. So it runs through my veins. And I had an opportunity to express myself, and he made sure I done it. So he put the first foot down for me, and I took the rest of it and started running with it.
So how does your family help you out when it comes to your music and your business?
Well, definitely on that tip, always commenting and giving me opinions on what to do, what not to do, how you can, as long as you believe and drive and be consistent about what you're doing. So they motivate me on that level, on a positive level. And don't blow smoke up my tail, if that makes any sense, to what's real and what's not. So they make sure I stay level-headed, and they make sure that I'm positive with what I'm pushing out. That's meaning something other than not nothing.
What's your inspiration?
Well, right now my inspiration is my kids. The motivation is just to make sure they're safe and never have to want for anything. And then at the same time, too, my motivation, MJG motivated me, Tupac, Biggie, you got Magic from No Limit. I mean, shoot, every time I go into a studio, somebody's trying to break me off with either a nice beat or Yodo some tight lyrics. Let's work on that together, because I think that can be a lot stronger than what it is right now. So basically on that tip right now.
All right, introduce your song, Mama Don't Cry.
Oh, man, Mama Don't Cry. Mama Don't Cry is a song that's, woof, it's something dear to my heart. Done with my son, Mama Don't Cry. A song's come straight to the heart. I hope y'all don't cry. That's all I tell them.
All right, this Mama Don't Cry by TK on the Grand Rising Show. Here we go.
Hey, mister.
What's up, little man? How can I help you?
I want people to feel me in their heart when they hear this song.
Okay. Anybody in particular?
My mother.
Okay. Well, check this out. I'm going to go ahead and do this. You do my ad-libs and we'll make this happen, all right?
Okay.
Better go.
Mama, don't cry. And when you gave your life, and then you gave your life, you raised me right. Don't cry. Even though the world seems wrong, you must be strong. Knowing that your baby's gone, don't cry. I know you're feeling all alone, feel my heart. When you hear this song, don't cry. Please, Mama, don't cry. Please, Mama, don't. Mama, I know you're trying hard to hide these tears. Don't be mad at God, I'm thankful that we had those years. But every day of my life, I know you kept me close. That's why you're the one I'm gonna miss the most. I know you think you're strong, trying to hard to survive. It must be hard to lift your head when you look to the sky. Listen, can you hear me, Mom? Always around. And if you say my name, Mama, you can hear my sound. Mama, I really miss you sometimes. I get scared. I just need to see the kisses you will put on my head. Cause I'm hugs, cause you love me, what you warm me and break. I can't wait till the next time I see your face. I never miss to leave you, cause you're no stress. I just wanna see your heart when I laid in your chest. Now you feel my heart whenever you close your eyes. I know you're tired of hearing, Mom, but please don't cry, don't cry. And when you gave me life, and then you gave me life, you raised me right, don't cry. Even though the world seems wrong, you must be strong. Knowing that the baby's gone, don't cry. I know you're feeling all alone, feel my heart. When you hear this song, don't cry. Please, Mama, don't cry. Please, Mama, don't. Some say it ain't just a God, just don't care. How could my family carry on if I'm not there? How could my mom stay beautiful if she's pulling her hair? How could my brother pass his class if he doesn't stare? Out into the clouds, asking God how could he take from the family I knew about? If I was ready without saying goodbye, or having visions to hold me whenever I cried. Always felt safe, cause the love is sincere. And whatever I said a word, you would lend me your ear. And whatever you had, you would always share. I would dream getting an order just to rock your gear. Mama, you were there for me, you never let me down. Now I'll carry your memory and you'll carry crowns. Cause of you, I know how love's supposed to be. And there'll never be another so close to me. Don't cry. And when you gave me life, and then you gave me life, you raised me right, don't cry. Even though the world seems wrong, you must be strong. Knowing that the baby's gone, don't cry. I know you're feeling all alone, feel my heart. When you hear this song, don't cry. Please, Mama,
please, Mama,
don't cry. Please, Mama, don't.
Love you, Mama, and I always will.
Don't cry, Mama. Love you. Please, Mama.
Don't cry. And when you gave me light, and then you gave me life, you raised me right. Don't cry. Even though the world seems wrong, you must be strong, knowing that your baby is gone. Don't cry. I know you're feeling all alone. Feel my heart when you hear this song. Don't cry. Please, Mama.
Please, Mama.
Don't cry. Please, Mama. Don't.
Please, Mama. Don't.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
hello.
Can hear now.
Okay, you can hear me now. My fault. I'm sorry. It's your boy Kurt ENT, the Grand Rising Show. The number's 516-595-8305. Make sure that you press 1 if you want to talk. Today we got TKO on the line. TKO on the line with us. So my next question to you, TKO, is how do you actually, like, running into someone that doesn't know how to fight, because there's people out here that doesn't know how to fight, that doesn't know how to fight, that doesn't know how to defend themselves, what's some of the first steps that you teach them in self-defense and learn how to box?
First thing I teach them is muscle memory. And all I do is just practice with them over and over again, just like your mama taught you how to go to the restroom or how your mama taught you how to go to the kitchen. The refrigerator is where you eat at. I teach them muscle memory, just like Mr. Miyagi from Karate Kid. I take them hand in hand and just basically show them every step of the way without them punching at first. It's all about muscle memory. I don't care if you picking up a drink, putting it on your chest. You know how them fat boys be doing it. No disrespect to them. They put their drink right on top of their chest, and they sit there until they want to take a sip, and it's not too far away from your mouth. I do the same thing with the hands, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah. When we talk about music, what are some artists that you like to work with?
Oh, man, definitely. MJG, definitely. I like to see what Bone Crusher can pull out of me, definitely. A lot of these people, Trick Daddy, Busta, people like that, that done made a big difference in the music industry. And still to this day, still doing their thing. Snoop Dogg, man, I'm just so hungry right now that all they can do is add to me. You know, I'm not a vocal, I'm an instrument. So I feed off of what's around me and what I'm on, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. We got a call on the line. Calling from the 912-3515. You're now on the line with Kurt ENT and TKO. You got any questions that you want to ask?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I hear the sound and I dig the sound, like the song you just played. That, you know, yeah, I'm old school with it because to me that's still some of the best hip hop out there. But the song you just played, man, that was in the vein of it brings to mind like two songs from Pac, you know, Dear Mama, and you know, back in the day where Brenda's Got a Baby. Would you say, as far as like storytelling, that is your genre, or is it just like, you know, whatever you're feeling at the time, or whatever is, you know, whatever the general feel of the, you know, of the industry is at the time, is what you put out?
On that tip right there, I definitely about how I feel. Expressing myself is a must, and that's basically what was going on with that track, because I lost my mom, and it ain't an easy thing to talk about, especially when you love your mother. And especially when you lose a kid, this song will touch you in the wrong spot in a good way and make you be completed just thinking why you're listening to this track. And this song was a tool given to the ladies, given to the kids to listen to comprehend that people are going to leave you, but they always got your best thoughts in mind of, you know what I'm saying, going on. So, you know, live life and be all you can be, because we don't know for sure if they're looking over us right now. But what we do know is that a loved one has passed, and it touched us in the heart, and it's going to motivate us all to be who we need to be, if that makes sense.
Ken, I got one more question, if that's all right.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, like I said, I myself, man, like I said, I still think to this day, you know, old school hip hop is still the best. But there are some newer artists, you know, out there that that has, you know, renewed my faith in hip hop. You know, and that's still even back, just like Kendrick and even now, like Kid Cudi and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the, you know, as far as the, a lot of the, you know, as everybody calls them, the mumble rappers taking over the genre for right now. But for you yourself, do you have a kind of new school artist that has renewed your faith in the direction of hip hop today?
Wow. I got to say, somebody that impressed me right now, and some people gonna love it, some people ain't. The Baby, he came in and smashing it right now, and not only just smashing it for himself, but picking up others and making sure they're capable of smashing it, and then going with the time. So I'm gonna have to say that person, you know what I'm saying, does that for me. Definitely.
All right, well, like I said, I'm digging the sound. I hope to hear from you more, man. I hope I hope you blow up. I hope this platform is good to you. So I hope the right people hear from you, man, and give me a chance to maybe one of these days, you know, cop an album or something.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
TKO, introduce your song, Where Them Girls At.
Yes, sir. This that song, Where Them Girls At. It expresses exactly what I say when I walk in a club or walk into a new city. All I want to know is where they at.
On the Grand Rising Show, we'll be back.
You know, my son,
hey.
I'm proud of you.
3KO.
Got this club opened up. It's a good thing, selling drinks. I got these pretty girls.
Where the girls at?
Yellow bone, red bone.
Where the girls at?
Chocolate deluxe. You've done well, my son.
Where the girls at? Where the girls at? Where the girls at? Where the girls at? Where the at?
Checking out the corner, flipping dollars a week. Test a Benjamin, showing off your pretty skin. Put your ass up, kick it like you really want some. Spit the candy on open, like you're gonna run it. Work for the money, money a dancing good. Like you're dancing for the honey, the sex is good. The way you shake it, the way you rise and I kill a bump. With your back up on the smoke stack and start to rub. On all the place that make it hot, make you think about it. Put a smile and say, drop it like no hot, no doubt about it. Open wide, pull them to the side, tell them where you're from. Could the county go broke, did I make you numb? That F-A body, A-D-L body. Why don't you show that face, that body hurt that body? And I hope nobody wanna fight tonight, shoot tonight. I'm taking somebody's daughter tonight. Where them girls at? Where them girls at? Where them girls at? Where them girls at? Where the end at? Where them girls at? Where them girls at? Asians all in touch. Yellow bone, red bone, chaka deluxe. Vanilla Puerto Rican, Asians all in touch. Yellow bone, red bone, chaka deluxe. Vanilla Puerto Rican, Asians all in touch. Yellow bone, red bone, chaka deluxe. Vanilla Puerto Rican, Asians all in touch.
All the flavors in the house, touch your toes now. Take it to the flow now, show me what you working with. Work, 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 work.
Show them to fill all my fantasies, can bend my destiny. Dreams of me and you freaking out, with King Jerry water now. Bumping Teddy Pendergrass, so that boy I break your ass. Sit, relax, when I zip my game. I'm with butt naked in my bed, eh? Night wanna be that big setter. Fact don't matter cause I'm finna get up. Hit it all to the break of dawn. No interruption, get it on. More 12 plays than that nigga Kelly. Funk this song while I'm feeling in your booty. Hit it on the arm, fuck good night. Keep your legs in the air, keep it
high. Where them girls at? Where them girls at? Where them girls at? Where them girls at?
Welcome back to the Grand Rising Show. This is Niecy the Queen Lee again with TKO. All right, TKO, how do you feel about the music and kids today?
Yeah, I do apologize, ma'am. Kids today, if they was a little bit more, things done changed on a great level in reference to kids today. They being manipulated in so many different ways, and they and then one of those things is the mumbling rappers. Nothing to them. They motivate plenty of people, and they are very creative. I got to give it to them. They have changed the game, and the kids have ran with it. And you know, I guess you can say that kids today, they got a lot to learn, and our older ones need to step up to guide them a little bit better. But you know, hey, boy, it's a shaky situation when it comes down to the kids today. You know, even my own. You know, you think you know them, and then they show you something that's brand new. So that's what I think about them right now.
Do you think the music today is having a negative effect on them?
In so many different ways, yes. Again, a lot of times people listen to something and it motivates them either to do something positive, to do something negative. And lately what I've been seeing is a lot of people are guiding them in different directions other than the right direction. So I'm not even for sure.
Do you think there's anything that the adults, the reasonable adults could do about it? Oh my God, he just dropped off.
TKO.
He literally just dropped off.
So he has to call back in. He's got to call. What do you mean he dropped off? Oh yeah, just dropped the number, the phone. All right.
Play a song.
Is that him right? Yeah, we'll play a song. We're going to play one of his songs. Let's play For Real, though. Hold on.
yo, what's up? This your boy Triple Knockout. This song right here dedicated to my cousin Money Flo. Much love. May you rest in peace, cuz.
May you rest in peace. Gangsta for real though. Pop tag for real though. I see your face for real though. Key homie of a bitch though. Told you they ain't your chick, boy. I don't fuck with niggas like you though. I keep real, I keep trail. I'm gangsta for real though. Gangsta for real though. Pop tag for real though. I see your face for real though. Key homie of a bitch though. Told you they ain't your chick, boy. I don't fuck with niggas like you though. I keep real, I keep trail. I'm gangsta for real though. All of them hoes is just banging hoes. Get a Drake alone, they call all my foes. No fake love, no new friends. When I met you, nigga, you was so pretend. I'm off my savage, 21 savage. Done know my ex, bitch. Ballin' in my new whip. My 38 full of hollow tips and conversations for the sweet dick. Hit bubble gum for trick, bitch. Fresh out of gums, I'm working gums. That man become hip-hop's only bitch, nigga. Hair tricking, no fingerprints. Getting tighter than a fish pussy. These niggas faking, don't understand me. Really getting nervy, so demanding. 21 questions, understand me. I'm 316, understand me. Don't trust you, nigga, don't trust you, bitch. Got a story to tell, big small bitch. I told you once, I told you twice. I'm paid in full money making, bitch. I'm bad gone with a hangover. And these pussy niggas got a gangsta for real, though. Pop tag for real, though. I see your fake for real, though. Key homie of a bitch, though. Told you they ain't your chick, boy. I don't fuck with niggas like you, though. I keep real, I keep dread. I'm gangsta for real, though. Gangsta for real, though. Pop tag for real, though. I see your fake for real, though. Key homie of a bitch, though. I don't fuck with niggas like you though. I keep real, I keep trail. I'm gangsta for real though. I'm cashing out, I'm balling out. I bleed the scene like a Kotex. Fresh death, let me check the weapon and safety up. Not gas, man. No playing, nigga, no time of games. Bitch, bitch can get her hair burned. Learn the game from the right, nigga. No weapon from just props, nigga. That's the pick of my enemies. Malcolm X to the game for songs. My game's spending on China, boy. Key yourself in the dream, nigga. Freddy Cooper with a rugged piece. It's hard to dream when I never sleep. But the same ride and white lines. So steady blowing that weed smoke. Call the tote, but to keep it moving. Change the whips like an auction. Feeling like I'm intoxicated. Don't let it smooth taste. Ooh, yeah. Pull up on a bad bitch, I'm stupid nigga, I do ya. Mark down for mines, I'm changing lanes, do 65 in the 64. Juice quarters up on the seat, gangs outside, complex, complex, so complete. Your girlfriend is such a freak, suck a dick in the front seat. I'm bumping nigga for real though. Yeah nigga, for real though. Gangsta for real though, pop tag for real though. I see your fake for real though. Key homie of a bitch though. It ain't your chick, boy. I don't fuck with niggas like you, though. I keep real, I keep trail. I'm gangsta for real, though. Gangsta for real, though. Pop tag for real, though. I see your fake for real, though. Key homie of a bitch, though. Told you it ain't your chick, boy. I don't fuck with niggas like you, though. I keep real, I keep trail. I'm gangsta for real, though. Gangsta for real, though. Pop tag for real, though. I see your fake for real, though. Key homie of a bitch, though. Told you it ain't your chick, boy. I don't fuck with niggas like you, though. I keep real. I keep dread. I'm gangsta for real though. Gangsta for real though. Pop a tag for real though. I see your fake for real though. Kill your homie of a bitch though. Told you it ain't your chick, boy. I don't fuck with niggas like you though. I keep real, I keep dread. I'm gangsta for real though.
All right, welcome back. TK, we got cut off in the middle of your answer. What could we as adults do to assist the kids with the part of the messed up music that's going on today?
Man, you got to get hands on. Just like you know what's good and what's not for yours. So sometimes we need to step in and make a difference and speak up. A lot of times when we let things go on that we know shouldn't go on, a lot of times kids just run away with it and do what they want to do with it. And they fall and they drop the ball. And we done did all that. So it's best for us to use the tools that we have learned in our past to better the kids' future so they won't do all the fumbling and ball dropping that we done when we were kids. And then, you know, all you can do is build leaders from that point.
True. But don't you think that to some degree, just like our parents tried to stop us from doing certain things or to not make mistakes, everybody still has to make mistakes in order to grow?
They do. But sometimes it's all right to let them make a mistake. but not keep making the mistake over and over and over and over and over again. And that's one thing that a lot of people do. Oh, he'll learn. No, no. Sometimes it's just best to get hands on and get involved in certain things, especially a kid's life that's important to you. I don't care if they're your blood. If you are doing something I know that's going to take you down the wrong path, I might let you make one step, but as you're putting that second step down, my opinion is there, my effort is there, and I'm motivated to at least understand why you're doing it, or at least trying to make you understand that what you're doing, it might not be the right thing.
Okay, we have a caller, 602, last 4, 8882. Who's calling?
602-8882. 602. I won't mute. Can you hear me? Mic check. Hello?
Yeah.
Good morning, Grand Rising and all.
We can barely hear you.
My name is Pastor Don Jean, CEO. Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I'm happy to be on the Grand Rising Morning Show this morning. Thank you to all the callers that called in, they got the text message. Support TKO. He's doing a lot of stuff. Mad love, Diamond Quiet, all day.
Do you have any questions you want to ask him?
I do, TKO. By you being a striving, strong entrepreneur in this world with this pandemic being over, how are you going to bring light to the world with your music?
By motivating others when they're down, pepping them up with the tools of what the God has gave me in reference to the motivation. Like I tell everybody again, I'm not a vocalist. I am an instrument to motivate others, and I use them tools in everything I do, business-wise, kid-wise, you know what I'm saying, everything. So that's my tool for right now, motivation and staying healthy. And, of course, the main thing, especially with this, what we're going through right now, keep your immune system strong.
Amen. I got one more question. I'm out the way. Going in 2022, what do you see is the future for TKO? Any upcoming events, dates, classes, anything you're doing that's going to change the world? Let the rest of the world know.
Looking to definitely get my self-defense boxing stuff out there so we can help. I can definitely do something mentally, physically, and defensively for any and everybody to definitely keep a positive mind, to strive to be all it can be in life, health-wise and physically-wise, especially because when people don't feel safe when they're walking, no matter where they walk, things just don't happen like you want it to happen. So that's one of the main things that I want to motivate, because bullying, I want to take that out the stern, out of equation. Dang, I really want to. Oh, my goodness. I don't even want to talk about that right now. That's a whole different story, because that has stopped so many people in their tracks with bullying. And I know I can put some damage on that bullying right now. Boy, I don't care who
go
you
ahead.
Are.
Talk about when it.
When I insert what I know into a person, they will never be the same. Never, ever.
Amen.
And nobody would ever even try them, because you would be able to be calm. You would be able to be more to the point with your actions in reference to the response to what you've been given. And when a person can think on the move, when you got hostility coming to you, man, you can become a strong person in life.
Really,
so you use all those methods in business and everything in life.
So how do you teach this? Like, so how would you? So I have a kid. He's 9 years old. He's getting bullied in school. How would you? What would be some of your first steps to helping this kid out?
first step I would do would be conversation, then come motivation, and then it comes, and I know you know what I'm talking about. Remember Mr. Miyagi from Karate Kid?
Uh-huh.
Didn't it motivate everybody?
It's not funny. That's real.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so.
The white ball?
Yeah, yes, sir, yes, sir. And I do it constantly. I work you. I make you work with me. I'm hands-on when it comes down to this self-defense stuff, especially with the boxing mixed with the street fighting. That's basically what I basically do. You know what I'm saying? So I say pick that jug up. Don't pick it up like that. I want you to squat. I don't want you to bend over and grab that. The whole time you're doing it, that's muscle memory, but you're also building muscles in the process of doing that. And I make you do it over and over and over. I say, grab this medicine ball. Toss it to me. Don't talk to me like that. Talk to me like this. Well, you have to put your weight behind it to get it to me. And that's something the kids are doing every day, but they don't know what they're doing. But if they perfect it,
they're not realizing
it. They're going to throw the best punch in the world.
Right. I don't know if this person is trying to get online because they keep on calling in, but then they hang up and then they hit the button. And I don't know if they want to talk. I don't know if they want to not talk. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out. It's this person that keeps on calling in. Anyway, so sometimes that happens because people, sometimes their phone be messing up and they don't realize it. They think that it's us that's messing up and really it's their phone messing up. I keep on trying to go to them, but I don't know. I don't know what's going on with them on their side. Anyway, so with bullying, how do you actually get someone to stop bullying for the kids? Because we're, you know, it happens to everyone. How do you get someone to stop bullying your kid? Say, for instance, I don't have a boxing trainer. I don't have someone that can teach me how to, you know, teach my child how to not get bullied. How do I get my son prepared for this bully? How do I? Because me myself, I've been bullied. You know what I did? What I did was I put some rocks. I did what my dad told me to do. I put some rocks. No, I'm serious, for real. I put some rocks in a sock and big rock. And I knocked a couple of his teeth out, and he never messed with me again. But that doesn't happen in 2021. You know what I mean? 2022. So how do we help kids today?
How we help them today is, like I said before, don't be stand biased. Step up. Hands on. Talk to them. Let them know what they could do, what they did wrong, how they could do better the next time. And just like your daddy stepped in and say, son, if it go down again, do this, do that. That is hands on. And that's when you know somebody care about you. When you know somebody care about you, I promise you, you're going to do the best fight in the world to protect what's most important, and that is yourself, because you know that you're number one in somebody's life, and they want to know exactly what's going on with you. And once you start expressing yourself and somebody helping you comprehend what's in front of you, you are able to attack something as it come at you the right way instead of the wrong way. Don't, what they say, a closed mouth don't get fed?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same thing when it comes down to self-defense. You got to reach out to the right people and let somebody step up and show you how to do things. I'm telling you, just like you prepare for school, you got to prepare your kids nowadays. And it ain't just kids. We got adults getting bullied. So in the business, you know what I'm saying? You got adults.
Yeah.
You got people getting bullied with the police officers, you know?
Yeah.
And once you get too nervous and you start reacting and doing something stupid, that's when stupid things happen.
So how would you, you know, teach black people? You know, we get pulled over by the police every day. We get all the time. How do you deal with that situation?
You got to always know how to talk to folks nowadays. Because a lot of people, they go off your conversation with the quickness, how you open your mouth, how you respond to questions. You got to be on top of your game. Then they know you're on top of your business, and you're going to not let it happen like they want it to happen. You're going to go, you're going to respond, talk to somebody important that's going to do something about it. And that's what we all got to do. We got to start making the people at the top of the ladder, you know what I'm saying, make sure they do what they're supposed to do, so then we won't have to get the repercussions of all that that they failed to do.
So how do we actually, like, I like if someone was to come to you and ask you for that type of help, how would you help them?
Person, there ain't too much to do other than get a good lawyer on speed dial. I do apologize, because nowadays it's just like a fly on a wall. You ain't got nobody around you, man. These people will do you in. We both know this. And you got to protect yourself. Just like if you have in your own business, you want cameras, especially if you're in a car and you're getting bullied, you know what's going to happen. You turn your phone on. You turn your camera on. You record the situation to be able to have proof that it did happen, because people nowadays, they're not going to admit to nothing. That officer, if it ain't recorded, that's the reason why they got cameras on these officers. And that was the best thing they ever did.
Sometimes they don't even turn those on, because they can switch them on and off. So if they was to switch them on and off, how would you still deal with that? It's ways to deal with that. How would you deal with it? Tell someone how to deal with that.
There's cameras inside the cars, too, though. This automatic camera on the inside of the car also that listens and records to everything around the vehicle. That's one thing I do know. And if you report the incident and it's not on record, automatically something wrong. Why would a police officer turn something off if he's not planning to do anything wrong?
Right.
I'm pretty sure there's penalties for that. But if we don't let nobody know and speak up to the situation, what can we do about it?
Yeah, I think it has a lot to do with the people and us not saying nothing about it and us not. I think the government, I believe that the government is bullying us and we ain't saying nothing about it. We ain't willing to stand up. We ain't willing. I'm say this. We not willing to die for what we believe in. We willing to talk that shit. We talk that shit. But when it's really time to really get down, or we go back into being Christians. Yeah.
And split up. When we break it
we want to be Christians again. We want to put it all on God. We not willing to die for our freedoms. We want God to come down here and do something. We not willing to put down the Bible and beat some ass, pick up a gun and shoot a motherfucker. We think God going to do it for us. That's what I mean. That the Christian, the religion, we going to jump back into our religion shit. And that's how the white man got you. Got us, got all of us, because we ain't doing shit. In church, you got so many Christians going to church every motherfucking day. Every Sunday they go to church, but they ain't willing to fight the government. Because when you look at the government, you see God. When you look at the Bible, you see white man, and the white man controls the government, so we ain't going to never do nothing to the white man. Because we got religion. We got God, and God's supposed to do it for us. Even though we live on this motherfucking earth, we're doing everything, and God ain't doing shit for us. We believe that he is. We pray to God and say, oh, God, give us money, but you got to get the fuck up and go get a job and go do something. God ain't going to drop no dollar bills in no bag. He going to send a special bag, you know, send shoot it down just for you, you know, because you prayed to him and you asked God, but you got to get the fuck up and go do something. You have to get the fuck up and protect yourself. You got to throw them hands. You got to learn how to do that. You got to teach your children. You got to do. God ain't going to do shit. So that's all I'm saying is that we teach, you know, protect our neighborhoods and protect our women and protect it. But then when the shit go down, we got, you know, we just pick up a camera and watch. That's what we do in 2022. That's what I'm seeing. I know I'm not the only one. I know that I'm not the only one watching TV. We don't fight. We pick up a camera. We see the homie getting killed with a knee to his motherfucking neck, and we don't do nothing. We say, officer, you're not supposed to be doing that, instead of us taking our instead of us standing up against the government and against the police officers, because if they're doing wrong, we have the right to protect. Also, and that's something that they don't teach you, you also have the right to, if you see a police officer doing something wrong, you have the right to kill him. Yeah, you got the right to kill him if he is doing something wrong. But, you know, we ain't taught that. We scared of the police. We go back into the religious Jesus thing. You know, we go, what is it called? You get punched in the eye, turn the other cheek type shit. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that no sir, that ain't here. Not me. No sir.
Not you. I'm just saying, you know, that's how it happens most of the time. That's why I feel like we pick up a camera or your phone and you turn it on.
I got one important thing to say about that. You know what that is?
What is that?
I hate to say this, but bullies, they love it when you start praying, so they give them time to do what they want to do to you. See, a lot of people, they like that cushion. That cushion gives them time to do what they want to do. And I don't know everything about it, but back in the slavery days, that same mentality was you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So
that's where the Bible come from.
Yeah,
we never knew about no Bible before slavery. We knew about
fucking shit up
and defending our land. We didn't know nothing about no Jesus.
Yeah, you keep praying, I'm going to keep killing. Go ahead on.
Yeah, exactly. Keep on praying to your God, and we're going to keep on fucking shit up like we've been doing. That's what the religion was put into place for. That's what the whole patrol thing, that's what it was all put in place for. You read your Bible, you know, or your Quran, or your whatever religion you believe in. That's what it was put into place for. I mean, all you got to do is go research it.
Yeah, but I still have faith now. I still have faith now. I ain't going to go there now. But at the same time, too,
you can't.
I ain't letting nobody try me or
can't.
Try my kids or try anybody around me.
Well, then you cannot believe in your religion then, because your religion says turn the other cheek, not defend yourself.
No,
so
but
you can't
in yourself. If you have faith in him, you also have faith in yourself.
Yeah, but you can't. Listen, this is something that messes with me, because we want to use it when we want to use it and not when it's supposed to be used. In the Bible, it says, slave, obey your master as you would Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, in the Bible, it says that. Slave, obey your master as it would be Christ. All you got to do is type that in Google. And it's going to give you the verse. It's going to give you the chapter, the verse, and everything. Slave. No, we talking about the King James, what everybody read. Come on now, the NIV. You talking to a Christian now. You is not talking to somebody that don't know this Bible. I have read this motherfucker backwards and forwards 10 to 15 motherfucking times in my life. So I'm telling you something that the fuck is in there. Google, just all you got to do is press the Google button and say, slave, obey your master as you would Christ. And it's going to give you the verse, the chapter, and everything that is in there. So you can't, when you're about to get bullied, you can't talk about Jesus. Nigga, you got to get up on what it is. You can't use Jesus in the Bible when it's about to scrap. When you're about to kill somebody, you can't. Because in the Bible it also says don't kill, but then it says, but then we know that God killed millions of motherfucking people with an earthquake. If he don't like what the fuck you doing, he gonna send water and send rain like Noah. If he don't like what you doing, it's gonna if you turn around and look back, he gonna turn you into salt like Ruth. You feel? You talking to somebody that know the Bible? So you ain't talking to somebody that don't know what he talking about. You feel what I'm saying? I read the Bible backwards and forwards. about 15, 16 times. This is what my parents made me do when I wanted to act an ass, when I wanted to act stupid like I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I'll go ahead and sit down and read that Bible, because we know you hate reading that Bible. Because they knew, even as a kid, I knew that the Bible was bullshit, but they kept on trying to push it on me. And they knew themselves that the Bible was bullshit, but they wanted to press it on me. Man, my parents is from the South. My mom is from New Orleans, Louisiana, and my father's from Tulsa, Oklahoma. So you talking to somebody that knows about slavery, knows about who we truly are, knows about religion. You cannot put religion in nothing when it comes to protecting yourself. You can't. Because it says in the Bible, slave, obey your master as you would Christ. Which means when that slave master start whooping your ass, you better take them motherfucking beatings, nigga. If not, he can kill you, and he has the right to be able to do it. That means if a bully come against you, can't talk about no Christ. You can't talk about, you got to talk about God. You cannot defend yourself. Because in the Bible it says, if you have a virgin daughter and she gets raped, you know what? You got to get your daughter up. You can't even fight that, homie. And it says that in the Bible. I'm just saying, my fault. Sometimes I get a little bit, because I know what I'm talking about. I read the, anyway, my fault, TKO. I'm sorry. People don't want to hear the truth. They truly do not want to hear the truth. People truly do not want to hear the truth. They don't. They don't. Because
sure.
I know. People my age and younger, we tired of it. We tired of the Jesus thing. We tired of this God thing because he ain't did shit for thousands of years. If God is real, he black because he on nigga time. He do what the fuck he want to do when the fuck he want to do it. If God is real, that is a nigga. We all know this. That is a nigga up there on in heaven. If Jesus is real, that nigga black. He sure the fuck is. Because he on nigga time. He do it when the fuck he want to do it. Yeah. I'm just saying. Go ahead.
Sir. No, I'm good on that. My parents have, my grandparents brought me up right. And when it goes down, it just goes down. I will use the Lord's name. After I finish, I might say, give me strength not to kill Israel, or give me strength.
I did that.
Not
I said
to...
all that and still got beat up as a kid.
Oh,
that didn't help.
I didn't get so. Hey, he must have been on my
for
side.
For you, that's for you in your situations, but it's a million other motherfucking kids. It's a little kid getting raped right now that's 12 years old, that's 5 years old. She's screaming, Jesus, that nigga ain't doing a motherfucking thing. He on that nigga time.
Yeah.
Come on, let's
That's
be real. It's a little girl right now. It's a little boy being bullied in school. School happening right. It's 10:09. It's a little boy in school right now getting bullied, and he asking Jesus to help him. Where the fuck is that nigga at? Can somebody answer that question? It's a little girl right now that's 10 years old that's getting raped by some little boy, and she talking in her mind to Jesus, asking that nigga to help. Where the fuck that nigga at? Can somebody answer that question? Damn, can't nobody answer the motherfucking question. See, so that puts a pause in my mind about Jesus and about God. We got raped, pillaged. They took everything from us. They took our language. They took our true names. Where the fuck Jesus at? I want my name back. Jesus, can I have my name back? Is he going to come here down here and help me? Is Jesus going to come the fuck down here and help me? Because I'm tired of crying to Jesus and asking him for shit. And this motherfucker ain't did a motherfucking thing. Fuck that Jesus. Fuck whoever the fuck made that nigga the fuck up, because he ain't real. He ain't helping me the fuck out. He ain't did shit for me. That nigga ain't paid one motherfucking bill. Jesus, in the name of Jesus right now, yo, listen, I need my rent paid. My lights and gas need to be paid. I'm trying to move into a new apartment. You think Jesus gonna come down here and help me with find my motherfucking apartment? Hell motherfucking no. He ain't gonna do shit for me. I got to get the fuck up and do shit for my motherfucking self. And TKO, that's what you're teaching, basically. You're teaching to stand up for yourself. Fuck Jesus. Fuck all them. Fuck all that bullshit. Because that's bullshit. Jesus is not going to get there when you start fucking fighting. Is Jesus standing there next to you, TKO? Is Jesus going to stand there literally? Is he going to come down there and swing for you? Or do you have to fucking swing? Just a question.
I say, swing away.
Right, because Jesus ain't going to do a Jesus ain't going to do a motherfucking thing. You have to. You got to be fucking scared. You have to learn how to turn that fear into anger and knock that nigga fucking teeth out of his fucking mouth. You got to be able to protect yourself. Jesus ain't going to do a motherfucking thing. He ain't going to do shit. He going to sit there in heaven 20 motherfucking light years away, and he going to look down on your ass and say, son, well done. Beat his motherfucking ass. I think that he would. Because he on his nigga time. If Jesus is supposed to be black, he on nigga time. He ain't going to come say shit. He gonna sit back like niggas do. Because if you're made in his motherfucking image, he's going to do the type of shit that niggas do. Right? Am I not correct, TKO?
Yes, sir.
He going to do what niggas do, and he going to sit back, and he going to tell his son, now, son, didn't I teach you how to get fucking go out there? And as a matter of fact, if them niggas chase you the fuck down, I'm going to close the door, and you're going to have to sit out there, and they're going to whoop your ass, and I'm not going to jump in this shit. You got to learn how to fight, son. So I'm not going to open up that door when you walk. I'm going to close the door, because that's the type of shit that niggas do. That's the type of shit that Jesus did or God did. He didn't fucking help with no goddamn slavery. He going to say, yo, niggas, as a matter of fact, I created a motherfucker called Harriet Tubman, and she going to teach your ass how to fucking stand for your motherfucking self and get the fuck away from that shit. I think that is what God did. If he is real, if Harriet Tubman really is real, I think he created those type of people in our motherfucking world to stand up, because he ain't gonna do shit for you. You got to do shit for your motherfucking self. Oh no, maybe that's the best way to explain God. I think that's how I'm gonna start explaining God. I just came up with some. Wow. So TK, give everybody your Instagram, your Twitter, your Facebook, how to get a hold of you, your number, all your information so that they can contact you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, you can catch me on Artist3KO. That's artist word and the number 3 and then KO on Instagram, Twitter. You can catch me on Triple Knockout. You can Google me. That's TRIPPLE. KNOCKOUT. You can Google that, and it will send you to all my sites. At the same time, too, I'm on TikTok, SoundCloud, Deezer. I'm on iHeartRadio. I'm on Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music. I'm on practically all your download distribution sites worldwide. You can also hit me up on TKO Diamond Quad on Facebook. Hashtag, of course. Man, I'm on everything that I could be on at this moment, other than in your ear. So definitely go check out that music so y'all can listen to what your boy Triple Knockout is doing and bring it to this world today, because I'm coming. TKO got it. Quiet.
So my question, once again, TKO, before we get off, when you're teaching someone to fight, even though, yes, religion is a big thing, do you ever tell them, instead of swinging, we're going to ask God to swing for you. We're going to ask Jesus to swing for you. You got to do it for yourself, right? You teach them self-discipline, right? And God ain't going to do nothing for us. We have to do it. If we want anything changed in life, If we want to move mountains, he say, you can move mountains. He never said he was going to move that mountain for you. He said, in the Bible, because we hear the preachers teaching this bullshit all the time, right? You can move mountains. God ain't going to move it, dog. You can move it. Not God. He ain't going to do it. He going to sit back and watch you do it. If you want to become something in life, God don't do it for you. You got to get up and go do it. I told you, you're made in his image. He a nigga for real. If God is real, he a nigga. Because he move on nigga time. We know that. Come on, man. If we can talk about everything else and be hood about everything else and rap music and all, why can't we talk about God in a hood way? Because he a nigga just like me. I'm made in his image. We are all, if I'm fucked up in the head, that means God fucked up too. Because I'm made in his motherfucking image. If I curse, that nigga curse too. Because I'm made in his image. Right? If we're going to be real, if we're going to be down to earth, real niggas, if I'm a real motherfucking nigga, God talk just like me. He on the throne talking to Jesus. Yo, cuz, listen, you see this little nigga down here acting crazy, man? Go do something to that nigga life. Fuck him up real quick, because he need to learn something, Jesus. Go down there and handle that nigga, dog, before I fuck his life up for real, before I kill this nigga. Come on, man. You already, come on. Come on. Am I being real, though? Am I not being real? TKO?
Yeah, you being real from what you was taught, man. Me, myself. When I talk to the man above, I say, give me strength to take care of what's in front of me.
Man, I talk to God like he you. Like he, I don't talk to God in that white man conversation. I talk to that nigga just like he my mama or my daddy. Because that's who he is, right? He my friend, my confidant and all that, right? So he understand who the, I'm not giving him that Bible language. I ain't talking to him like that. I talk to that nigga just like he me. I talk to that man in my mind. I conversate with that nigga just like I talk with any other nigga on the street, dog. Oh, Father God, please help me with the... Nah, nigga. Yo, God, listen. I'm going through some shit today. I ain't feeling well today, dog. Can you please fucking help me? Because you know that I'm struggling right now. You understand what the hell I'm going through, God. I don't got to tell you. Shit, you see it, nigga. You've been watching even before I was fucking born. You've been watching this shit. You know the hairs on top of my motherfucking head, nigga. What's up? I'm struggling. God, what do I need to do? And you know what always happened? He don't say a motherfucking thing. You know why? Because that nigga know that I fucking know what the fuck I'm supposed to be doing. He know I know what the fuck, because he created me. I am him and he is me. Correct? Man. I'm just saying.
Motivation. That's all I'm going to say. Motivation. Everybody got different ways how it does it.
Yeah, so this your boy, Kurt NT, the Grand Rising Show. The number's 516-595-8305. Make sure that you press 1 if you want to talk. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. You already know what it is. We bumping the best hip-hop and R&B, jazz, blues, rock and roll, soul music in the universe from the hottest artists in the motherfucking universe. Make sure you tune in tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. Central Standard Time. And I'm out this bitch, man. I love y'all. Y'all take care. Peace, love, hair grease, man. Pick up, like I always say, pick up a book and find out who you are. Who you truly really fucking is. I ain't talking about no African-American. Most of us ain't African-American. We got that shit from, what was his name? I can't think of the dude. He ran for president. He was the first one to say we was African-American. He came up with that, with the same thing as, I can't think of it, Slovich or whatever this dude was that came up with the out of Africa theory for us, people that were been here for thousands of years, way before any motherfucking white man ever crossed this motherfucking land. We was here. We was here. Thousands, thousands and thousands of years before any white man. How do you think that their pyramids already, the pyramids here in the United States of America, there were pyramids, there's still pyramids here. What about the Altic head? The Altic head that is here. You cannot say that white man was here first when there's an Altic head in fucking Mexico, which is a part of the United States of America. They try to tell you that it's not, but them people was here thousands and thousands of years before any white man ever touched this motherfucking land. Let's learn who we are. Once you learn who you are, then you will stand up for who you are and what you are. But until we find that out, we're going to keep on going to the Bible and the God. We're going to keep on going to God. Because they gave him to us. But we already had our own religion, our own culture. We learned this in school. They took everything from us. So why don't we try to get that shit back instead of believing in their God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. That's their God. They gave that to us. They took our true religion from us. So let's find out what our true religion is instead of believing what they want us to believe. Because once they gave us their religion and we started believing in their religion, that's how the fuck we lost our power. I'm just saying. It's your boy, Curtin T, the Grand Rising Show. Holla at y'all tomorrow. We out. Peace.